All right, we're starting on the top of Tzadi Dalet Amud Aluf, about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. So the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, L'marbe amisra u'l'shalom ein ketz. Right, the one who has tremendous, unbounded dominion, u'l'shalom ein ketz, and there's no end to the peace that he brings. So he's talking about a nevuah from Yeshayahu. He's talking about a savior that will come. And in this discussion, it talks about what seems to be, he's describing as Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who will come and will be a savior for Klal Yisrael. So the Marbe over here, Amar Rab Tamchum Darish Bar Kapar B'tzipori Mipnei Ma Kum Mem She'Be'emtza Teva Patuach. Any mem that's found in the middle or the beginning of a word is always a mem patuach, right? The regular mem. V'zeh Satum. On the other hand, this is the, in the word Lemarbe, the mem in the marbe, instead of being written as a mem patuach, is written as a mem sofit. So how come in the middle of a word, mem sofit, it usually means sofit? I mean that at the end of a word, you have a squared out, or you have a closed mem. How come here in the middle of the word, it is closed? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasot Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Hashem wanted to make Mashiach out of Chizkiyahu, V'Sancherev Gog U'Magog. And that would have been completed in the Nevuah of Gog and Magog. Sancherev would have been the Gog, the king of Magog. So Amra, Midat Adin, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael, Shema Kama Shirot V'Tishpachot Lefanecha. David, who said all these songs and praise before you, V'lo Asito Mashiach, and you didn't make him into the Mashiach. Chizkiyahu, Shasito Lo, Kol HaNisim Alalo, Chizkiyahu, you did all these miracles. You saved him from the hands of Sancherev HaMelech, V'lo Amar Shira Lefanecha, and he didn't say Shira to you, Taseu Mashiach, V'kach Nistateim. And then it was closed. I mean, either you can read it as a Nistateim, that the door was closed for him to be Mashiach, or Nistateim, that he was silenced from saying Shira, that it was Satum, that he was silenced from saying Shira, and therefore there was no Mashiach. V'yad patcha aretz v'amra lefanav, b'no shalom, ani omeret lefanecha Shira, tachat tzadik zeh. I'll do it in his place, I'll do the Shira in his place. V'aseu Mashiach, I make him Mashiach, patcha v'amra Shira lefanav. Began to say Shira, sh'ne'amar mikanaf aretz mirot shamanu, tzvi letzadik. Right, so from the edge of the earth, from the edges of the earth, we heard the song burst forth. So Amar Sar Halam, Fanav Ibn Shalom, Tzivyonau Asa, Tzivyonau Asa Letzadik Zeh. Right, go ahead and take care of this, this Tzadik, referring to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, meaning make him into the Mashiach, do what you need to do with him, take care of him. So the Sar HaOlam is, according to Rashi, Malach Shokol Olam Masur Biyado, right, so that the world is given into his hands. And then it says about him, Shemana Tzvi L'Tzadik, Sar HaOlam Shemar Asit Tzivino Shel Tzadik, Zeh Yatza Bat Kol Vamra, Razi Li, Razi Li. The secrets are for me, the secrets are to me, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding, it's in my hands. I mean, that's not your decision. The reason that it's not happening now is my decision, not yours. And that's the secret, so that's my, right, that you don't understand, but that's why it's not happening. On RV, oili, oili, ad matai. So for, woe to me, woe to me, how long? I mean, when will the Mashiach finally come? Yatztabat kol v'amra, bogdim, bogdu, uveged bogdim, bogdu. V'amar Rava, v'itim Rav Yitzhak, ad atu, b'zuze, u'b'zuze de b'zuze. So you want to know when the Mashiach will come? So that's until the Bnei Israel are embarrassed, but not only embarrassed once, or not any put down or destroyed once, but twice, right, or a number of times, multiple times, that will be b'zuz b'zuzzi, u'b'zuy b'zuzzi. And the Masorat HaShas on the side writes that in Ketubot, it says, what is this b'zuze, u'b'zuze d'b'zuze? He says, b'im shodudim al Eretz Yisrael, u'b'im shodudim acharim, v'shodudim ha'mishodudim. There will be those that come and attack the Eretz Yisrael, and then there will be attackers that attack the attackers. Right, v'Yisraelim ha'hem, and Jews will be joined with them. But it said that there will be a multiple, right, there will be multiple attackers and multiple attacks, even on the attackers that attack Klal Yisrael. So that's the meaning over there. Thank you. Masa Duma Ilai, Kore Misir, Shomer Mamilila, Shomer Mamalil. And so there's this tramp or traveling of Duma Ilai, Kore Misir is calling out from Seir, Shomer Mamilila. What does the guard, what does he say? What does he speak? So this malach who is mumuneh, Rashi says, ruchot again is nishamot, nifgadot etzlo, that who has the nishamot with him. So now he wants to know, al iske seir, Esav, right? So that's what it's, miseir means on the issues of Esav. So he says, what does Hashem say? What is he saying about this galut? Because the galut that we're in, the longest galut is the galut of Esav, the galut of Edom. So he wants to know, what happened? What do you hear about what Akash Baruch was saying about this galut? So Amar, Rabbi Yochanan to Malach Mumuneh al Ruchot Duma Shmo, Nitkabsu Kol Aruchot Etzel Duma. Amar Lo, Shomer Mamila, Shomer Mamalil. Tell us, what does Hashem say? What is he saying about this? Amar, Shomer Ata Boker Vigam Lailo. Imti Bayun, Bayu, Shuvu Atio. So this is what Akash Baruch says. Now, Rashi gives three interpretations about what this means, or ata boker and gam laila. What does it mean, ata boker gam laila, or lo ata boker gam laila? Depending on there's a Rashi. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says ata boker bitmia. Vitzfrem lo tibuhu, v'nochon amar lahem asar kach, amar shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata boker gulat havo, v'gam laila, but also night. Aval mitchila tihye galut harbei. First there'll be a lot of galut. So he says to him, ata boker, the gula will come. Begam Laila. But first, there'll be a lot of night before that. So that's the first interpretation of Rashi, that the Gula will come after an extended Galut. The second Lashon of Rashi is, Shi Galu v'yivne mikdash sheni v'yachzeru v'yiglu Galut zeh. So it says, Ata Boker refers to Bayit Sheni, Begam Laila. After Bayit Sheni, there'll be another Galut. It won't be the end. I mean, there'll be another Galut afterwards. And the last Lashon that Rashi breaks down is, Gam Laila Lushayim. Means ata boker the tzaddikim, v'gam laila the rishayim. There will be a time. Now, imti bayun bayu, mean that if you want to be freed, you want to have the gula come bayu. Bikesh rachamim davin. So that's the first thing that Hashem says. One of the things you need to do. The next one is shuvu, do tshuva. So it's davin, do tshuva, and then at you he'll come. You want him to come, you gotta dive in, you gotta do tshuva. That was the answer. Satana, Mishum Rabbi Pipius, Ganaihu the Chizkiya, Vitzidiyato, Shalom Rushira, Achipatcha Aretz, Vamra Shvira. That it's an embarrassment, it's a denigration of Chizkiya and his followers that they did not say Shira until the Aretz stepped in and said Shira instead. Shneamar, this is what we brought down before, Mekvat Aretz, Smirot Shemano Tzvila Tzadik. Hiyotze Bedavar Taomer. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem Asher Tzil Etchem. Right, blessed be Hashem who saved you. Tana Meshum Rabbi Pabios, Gnai Hu LeMoshe V'Shishim Rubo. It's a Gnai to Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael. Shalom Ru Baruch Achva Yitro. That they didn't say Baruch, be blessed Hashem, until Yitro came along and said Baruch Hashem. So why, again, they took it, in both these cases, it takes an outsider to be the one who says Shira, or an outsider to recognize the greatness of Hashem in this case. Because Gia Melech, even though he understood the greatness of Hashem, but he wasn't, someone on the outside was compelled, like the Aretz was compelled to say Shira. Also by Yitro, Moshe and Esau experienced it. They understood the greatness of being saved, but Yitro was the one who could really open up and from an outsider's view and see what had happened and give that praise. Very similar to the way by Bilam, right, that the brachot, that we're going to be the klalot, when he comes and praises Bnei Israel, was an outsider who saw the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So many times it takes an outsider to see it. And that's the challenge for us, that even though when we're living through it and we are experiencing it, not only should we acknowledge or recognize it, but we have to also, right, if an outsider, think like an outsider, what would we say? How would we praise HaKadosh Baruch in this case? So now it says, Vayichad Yitro. So what does the word Vayichad mean by Yitro? So Rabu Shmuel, it's Machlokas. Rav Amar, Shevir Cherev Chada Al Bissaro. Alright, so that he brought a sharp sword over his right skin. And Shmuel Amar, Shnase Chidudim Al Bissaro. Shmuel says that he got goosebumps on his skin. Now Rashi says, and I would not read this as simple pshat, to me it does not read as the simple pshat in the Gemara. Rashi reads, Cherev Chada Shemalat Atzmo V'Nit Gayer. That he had a milo and he converted. I'll show you why I don't think that's the, it wouldn't be necessarily the pshat that I would give in the Gemara, but that's Rashi's pshat that he was mal himself. But it means cherev chada is not a negative here. I would have said it was a negative term. Cherev chada basaro, that he put a sword, a sharp sword in his arm. He cut it up. I think it was a negative statement. Rashi's reading it as a positive statement. Why? Because Amar Rav, because now Rav says, Hainu de amrei inshe. This is what people say. Giora da sara dare lotiv zar mai kamei. That a convert up to 10 generations don't embarrass, you know, meaning that his original, where he came from, his original peoples that he has come from, don't embarrass and don't say something negative about them. So that's about Yitro. Yitro was, you know, cutting his arms because he was upset about what had happened to his former peoples. Now that only works, and again, it says here, Amar Rav. So if Rav, if that is a conclusion from Rav's statement, then it's clear that Rav means that what Rav was saying before was a negative statement. He was saying, Chadudim, Chadudim, he had basar, he had the sharp edges on his arms, because Rav says, what's the outcome of this? What would you say?
He's also incorporating the concept of
gears. Alright. Alright, so now that, so the other tzad over here is that this, in the Yalkut, the girsa is Amara Papa. So if Amara Papa is the girsa over here, then you don't have a problem saying that Rav was a positive statement of Gerut.
Especially the same thing as saying, he's saying it on the statement.
Sure. Right.
Which is more clearly a negative statement, right?
Right. Right. So Amar Papa Mitzrayim, which makes more sense. But all right. So if you have a girsa of Rav, I would say that Rav's statement is a negative statement. If the girsa is Rav Papa, then the original statement of Rav could be a positive statement, and that might be what Rashi is referring to. If Rashi has the girsa in the alkud of Rav Papa, then the statement of Rav being positive would make more sense. Rav Papa, right. So now we have in Yishayahu, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Here, this is the end of a series. We're actually going to deal with this. But basically, Yishayahu, it's like Perek Zayin Chet Tet Yud. We're going to talk about these all these prokim here. But it's Yishayahu's nevuah about Melech Ashur. The Melech Ashur is going to come to both Israel, the Shomron, and he's going to end up being Megaleh at Shomron at Bnei Israel in the northern kingdom. And then he's going to come and think that the reason that he succeeded over the northern kingdom is because of his greatness and because of who he is. So then he's going to come and attack Yehuda. He'll be very successful, but then he'll come to Yerushalayim, and that'll be his downfall. In attacking Yerushalayim, Hashem is going to save Yerushalayim. Chizkiyahu Melech will be inside him and save him. So now, all these, we're going to have a series of statements and issues relating to these prakim. So it's just a broad background, again, the context that we're talking about. So here in Perek Yud, this is towards the end of this series of Nevuot. It says, Lachen Yishalach Adon Hashem's Kvod B'mishmanav Razon. Hashem's going to send to his, those that are the fatted ones, he's going to send leanness. So you mean that they're going to get skinny. Those that think highly of themselves now, they're going to be, you know, cut down. Mayim B'mishmanav Razon, what does that mean? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo Chizkiyahu Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemot. That Chizkiyahu will come who has eight names. V'Yifram Yisancherev Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemot. So that he will take revenge from Sancherev who has eight names. Chizkiyahu, how does Chizkiyahu have eight names? Dichtiv. Because this is a nevuah in Perek Tet about what's going to happen in Yudah. Ki Yeled Yulad Lanu Ben Nitan Lanu Vatihi. Amisra al shichmo vayikra shemo pele yoetz kel gibor aviad sar shalom. So yel yuladanu means there's going to be a child born to us. Right? I mean, they're referring to in the shoresh of Yehuda of Beit David. There's going to be a child born to us, and that is Chizkiyahu Melech. But dia misra al shichmo, the dominion will be on his shoulders. Vayikra shemo, his name will be pele yoetz. So over here in the pasuk chat of the pasuk, these are phrases. Pele yoetz means right a wondrous advisor. Kel Gibor, right, the strong one, the one of... Right? Right. So, right, the question of here, whether it should be, I mean that he's given the Shem Hashem. We saw that before, the Mashiach, again, has the Shem Hashem on him. And Chizkiyahu Melech was supposed to be the Mashiach over here. So I don't know if it should be Chol over here or not. So I'm going to use it as a Kadosh, name Kadosh, Kel Gibor, Avi Ad, right, the Father Forever, Sar Shalom. Right, the man of peace. Many Christian missionaries use this pasuk as a source right? For the fact that, or this is referencing to Jesus, who will be, and again, the name of Hashem used here to reference a human being. So this is one of their proofs that there'll be such a child that's born. Now this, the Gemara takes it as eight names and breaks it down. It says Pella is one name, Yoach number two, right? This Kel is number three, four is Gibor, five is Avi, Ad is six, Sar is seven, and Shalom is eight. So there they get the eight names of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Vayika Chizkiyahu. What about Chizkiyahu himself? He forgot that name. His eight names. What happened to his main name? So my says, no, that is Chizkoka, that Hashem strengthened him. Or that Hashem is his strength. Devar Acher, Chizkiyahu Shechizeket Yisrael Avim Shebishamayim, that he brought Klal Yisrael back to their Father in heaven. And that we saw earlier in the Gemara, I think, back on Daf Yutet, Daf Chov, is that Dalet and Hey here in Sanhedrin, we had the Agadato, that in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there was nobody left without any, right? Everybody knew the Torah, that he had ensured that Bnei Yisrael would come back to the Torah. Sancheriv, how do we have eight names of Sancheriv Dichtiv Bey? Right, this is a little more difficult. I'll be honest with you. They have found the Gemara here. First of all, I'll read you what it says in the Gemara, and then we'll discuss it. It says here, one, Tiglat Pil Eser. It says, Tiglat, it really should be Tiglat Pil Neser. Shalman Eser. Pul. Sargon. And then there's Asnapa Rabav Yakira. That's six names. Right, the Gemara here only lists six names, unless you say that one that's found in Ezra, which says Asnapar Rabav Yakira, the great and venerated Asnapar, unless you say great and venerated, also two names. Though that seems unlikely. The Hagosa Gra here adds in an additional two, and if you read through the Prakim, some of these seem to be synonymous, some of them even seem to be other Assyrian kings, but the Gemara reads them all as one. So I'll give you the list here based on the... The first one would be found, or the first one I would say is Pul. Pul is actually found in Melachim Bet, Perek Ted Vav. Pul comes from Ashur. At the time, he subjugates the people of the northern kingdom, and they basically pay a tax to him in order to keep him away, in order to stop him from cleaning out the whole place. So that's the first one, is this person Pul. Later on, it's interesting that in Divrei Yamim, it says in Divrei Yamim Aleph, it says that the people of the northern kingdom, and then those that are on Ivar Yardain, are there until, so it's very early in Divrei Yamim, he says, until the time of Pul, as well as a person called Tilgat Pilneser. Tilgat Pilneser, according to the Gra, is an additional name. But it says there until Pul and Tilgat Pilneser come. Sounds like they're two different people. But over there in Divrei Yamim, Tilgat, right. Over there it's reversed. The Laman and Gimel are reversed. Tilgat Pilneser. So that'll be an additional name there. So now you have Pul and this person Tilgat Pilneser. That would be two of them. Then after that you have Tiglat Pileser. Tilgat Pileser is found in Melachim Bet, Perek Ted Vav, Pasuk Chav Tet. And this is in the time of, time of a Pekach ben Ramaliah. Already when Ashur is attacking from the north, that Pekach ben Ramaliah and Ritzin Melech Aram have an alliance, and they are going to attack Yehuda in the south, Achaz in the south, and they call in. He calls in. He pays Ashur in the north. Achaz pays him off to come in and stop them. So when he pays him off, in comes to Glatpil Eser in order to attack the north, in order to help protect Achaz in the south. So now you have an additional name, that would be the third name now if you include the one from Divrei Yamim. Then after that we have Shalman Eser. Shalman Eser is found in Melachim Bet, Yuperk Yud Zayin, Per Gimel. And that's Shalman Eser who already comes and attacks Israel and wipes out the northern kingdoms of Israel at that time. Then you have number five, which is found in Yishayahu. Yishayahu Perchav Perchav, they say, talk about a Sargon, Melech Ashur, who's going to come and attack. This Sargon, again, seems earlier than Sancheriv, does not seem to be synonymous with Sancheriv. Right. I don't know when he's from. It can't be that early in Shayo, but Sargon seems to be an earlier king of Ashur. And then you have also, in Ezra you have Asnapar Rabbah V'Yakira. Talks about, he sends a letter to Daryavish, in Persia, and he says, the rest of the Gola, those that have been exiled by and Asnapar Rabavi Akira. They have been exiled by this Asnapar. So he must be the Melech of Ashur, right? This great and venerated Asnapar is referring to the one who put him into Galut. Who put them into Galut? Right? Sancheriv is the one who had put them into Galut at that time. So that's the Asnapar. And then the additional one that we're missing is actually back in Malachim Bet Tetzayin. Malachim Bet Tetzayin, there was an additional name of Tiglat Pleser. So I don't know, you have all these variations of the name of Tiglat Pleser, Tiglat Pilneser, Tilgat Pilneser, right? So all these are plays, very, could be similar to what I would call Paro in Mitzrayim, Avimelech in Melech Plishtim, which was, these were standard kings or names, you know, generic names of the kings of Ashur, and they have different variations of them, Pleser, Pilneser, these are all the same variations of them.
There's an interesting comment from the from the Rayyam. The Gargani says that all eight of these names were names that were used to apply to all of the kings. They all had eight.
Oh, all these eight names. All right, thank you. The Gura says that these are generic names of the kings, but they were used for all the names were used for all the kings, meaning that these were types of titles for the kings of Ashur.
President, commander, and chief.
Right, synonymous names. Very good. President, commander, and chief. Those types of names. But it's similar to Pharaoh and to Bimelech, these types of names. It says Vayikra Sancheriv. What about Sancheriv? What about Sancheriv himself? Shesichato Riv. Because his conversation was, embattled, or he was speaking out against Hashem. That he spoke, and I don't know what you call, he spurted out, or he neighed words towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that happens when he sends a shliach to the walls of Yerushalayim. He sends somebody there to say that this is what Sancheriv HaMelech says. You know, you thought, everybody else thought their gods were going to protect them. Why do you think your god's going to protect you? Come with me and I'll take care of you, right? Otherwise you're going to lose like all the others that lost before you. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Parzacha Oto Rashadikot An Asnapar, Rabbah V'Akira. Why did he get this name of the great and venerated Asnapar? Bignei Shalos Siper Bignuta Shal Eretz Yisrael, because he did not speak poorly about Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Musar Haskel. You cannot speak poorly about Eretz Yisrael. Shnemar, he says, Ad Bo'iv Lakachti Etchem L'Eretz Katzachem, you know, until I come and take you and put you in a place like your land. So what does that mean? That I'm going to put you in a place like your land. So Rav Shmuel, Chadamar Melech Bikechaya, V'chadamar Melech Tipeshaya. One says that he was a wise king. One says that he was a fool. It's very similar to the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel they have about Achashverosh. Same type of, that he was a wise king. If I told him there's a place better than Eretz Yisrael, you're lying, there's no place better. So therefore he said to them, he was honest with them, he said, I have a place as good as Eretz Yisrael. I don't have anything better, but I'll take you to a place that's at least as equal to where you are right now. The one who says that he was a fool, imkain, right? My revute. What does it mean? What is he?
Or make a lateral move.
Right. What's the convincing him? All right, listen, guys. I'm going to take you to the same place. I mean, why would you go through all the trouble to, right, show a nice lashon? Why would you do that for a lateral move? For an upgrade, fine. But to take us to the same type of place, what's the point? Where did he send them in the end? Where did he send them all in the end? Where does he send the people of the northern kingdom? Arzuch, your mother, Africa. Send them to Africa. Rabbi Chanina Amar Lahare Slug. Sometimes in the mountains of Slug, of Al Yisrael, right? Sipru Bignuta Shel Yisrael. But unfortunately, the Jews did not take the lead from Sancheriv, and they did speak about the, right, or denigrated Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu, when they got to a place called Sos, they said, Imre Shavya Kiarin, it's as good as our land. Kimatu Ilmin, when they reached a place called Ilmin, Amru Kilmin, right? We are, I don't know if the word here, Ilmin, as a we are silenced, that we are, this place is so good that we have we can't even speak because it's so good. And then if you look in Rashi, Rashi says Shkubal Makom Shishmo Yomin Amru Kilmin Ze Amakom Shavel Yerushalayim. It's as good as Yerushalayim. Shnikra Beit Olamim. So the word Kilmim, they're playing on the names. The way we're reading it is that the names themselves reflect how Bnei Yisrael spoke about these places. So they called it Sos because it was wonderful. It was as good as Eretz Yisrael. Kilmin, it's like Beit Olamim. It's like Yerushalayim. Right? And Kimatu Sos Trei. So stray. What is this? So stray. Double celebration is Amri al Khadrain. This place is two times as good as where we were beforehand. So here they spoke very positively about the places that they went to, where they were put into Galut, basically denigrating Eretz Yisrael. Very unfortunate. Now it says, V'tachat, so Yeshayahu says, that Tachat kivodo, yekad yukod, right, ki yukodesh. So now Yeshayahu says, and predicts here, that the Melech Ashur is going to get haughty, because he's going to conquer the northern kingdom, he's going to conquer large tracts of Judah, and he's going to think it's all because of his success and his God, and because Hashem wants him to do this. So therefore he goes and attacks Yerushalayim, and that's going to be his downfall, because Tachat Fodo, instead of all the honor that he had gained until this point, he's going to be Yakud Yakud, there'll be a great burning, like a blaze of fire. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tachat Kvodo v'lo Kvodo Mamash. It was under his Kavod, but not Kvodo Mamash. What does that mean? Ki Ad Rabbi Yochanan Karele Lamanei Machbadutai Machbadutai. He called his clothing that which gives me honor. So the word Kavod over here can refer to two possibilities. One possibility of Kavodo is Kvodo means his clothing, which means not Kvodo Mamash, but Kvod. The other possibility of Kavod is the goof of a person, the body of a person, which is the Kavod for the Neshama. So now what they're discussing here is what happened at that night when the army of Ashur is wiped out by the Malach Hashem. What was consumed? What was burnt up? How were they killed? So Rabbi Yochanan claims, Tachet Kvodo. Kvodo here, they're using the plan Kvodo not being his honor, but Kvodo meaning Mechabudotai, my clothing. Under the clothing, everything was wiped out. V'lo Kvodo Mamash, not his skin, not his body itself. So what does that mean? That they were consumed. Their bodies and their souls consumed. All that was left was their clothing. That was all. Tachat Kvodo. Underneath their clothing was consumed. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar Amar, Tachat Kvodo Mamash. Right? It means under their clothes, under their skin, under their goof itself. Kisreifat Bnei Aaron. Just like, right, the Bnei Aaron, which we learned about earlier in the Sugyot of Sreifa. Malan Sreifat Neshama Beguf Kayam. Just like over there, that their souls were taken out, they were consumed. The fire entered them, but their bodies were intact. Avkan Sreifat Neshama Beguf Kayam. So Tachat Kvodo, you mean under the body, meaning that inside the body. The body was left, the only thing that was consumed was their Neshama. And they were left there. They were corpses and the clothing were all left behind. So, Tami the Rabbi Shur ben Karcha, Paro shechirif v'atzmo, nifra kosh bochum menu v'atzmo. Paro, who speaks out against Hashem personally, Hashem comes personally to take care of him. Sancheriv shechirif ayyadei malach, right, that he did it to a messenger, ayyadei shliach, nifra kosh bochum menu ayyadei shliach. So, Rashi says, ayyadei shliach is bizuyut, bazuyut there. It's a more of a embarrassment, a denigration, right, something to be ashamed of, that Sancheriv is wiped out by malach and not by Hashem himself. Paro dichtibe, what does Paro say directed as Kalfei Malo? He says it by himself. He says, Mi Hashem, Esher Shema Bikolo, who's God that I should listen for him? So Nifra Kodesh Baruch Hu Menu Beatzmo, Hashem took revenge on him personally, dichtib. Vayinaer Hashem et Mitzrayim etoch hayam. Hashem turned them over inside the Yam, in the Yam Suf. Because Paro survives in Mitzrayim, he wasn't there for Makat Bechorot, so that wasn't where personally Hashem took it out on him. Took it out on him on the Yam Suf. So Darachta bayam susecha, that you crushed, right? You stood there with your, on the yam with your, you yourself took out the susecha, and the sus, right? Sus paro virichvo, refers to paro himself. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't use the pasuk of Hashem yelachim lachem atem tacharishun. And Hashem's gonna battle for you and you'll remain silent. That's right before they walk into the yamsuf. Right, that's what Hashem says to them. I'm going to do battle for you. So I don't know if the Gemara here is after specifically saying that it was Paro that he battles with because of the sus virachvo, that the Gemara brings the pasuk from Chavakuk to prove it. It seems interesting to me. So Sancheriv dichtiv bayad malachecha charafta. So therefore, with the hand or through your messenger, you were blasphemed Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem nifra Hakadosh Baruch Hu meno yedei shliach. So to Hashem. Went ahead and took revenge from Shalach Tichtiv, and it says Malach Hashem, Vayach Mamnachay Ashur, 185,000. So the Malach Hashem goes out and wipes out 185,000 troops, right, around Yerushalayim. It's an unbelievable number of troops that are laying siege to Yerushalayim at that point in time. 185,000 troops that were there, and he wipes them all out. V'chanina v'papa Ramiktiv, it says, Marom Kitzo, Uchtiv Melon Kitzo. And so I would have thought, just so you know this, Maron would be up in the high, and Malone would be down below. But Amar Oto Rasha, B'tchila Achriv Dirash Omato, first I'll destroy that which is below, V'archar Gach Achriv Dirash Omalo, and then I'll wipe out that which is above. That was what Sancheriv was saying. Rashi reads it the other way, which is Maron Kito, and Malone Kito, which means Maron means the Dirash Omato. Maron, the place where he lives, the Maron, the first place, Mirishom, Makom Migdashenu. Malon Kitzo, that is the end, Mashma Dira Shamala Beit Malono, the place where Hashem is staying. In that Rashi reads Marom as being the place where Hashem comes to down below, and Malon being the place that he goes to up above or where he stays normally. So again, I would have read it the opposite. I understand why Rashi did it, because the Gemara says B'tchila Achriv Dira Shamata. The way the Gemara reads, it says Dir Shomata, and that seems, if you go with the parallel structure, then Dir Shomata refers to Marom, and Dir Shomala refers to Malon. But I would have read it the other way, Marom means on the highs, and Malon means like down, is used down below. I don't know.
He quotes a pasuk here, Marom,
that's Rashi, from Yirmiyahu. Rashi brings down Marom, Rishon, Makom, Mikdashenu. So that's the Marom, from the Marom, the high places. Right, so he uses the word Marom there. I'm just saying, I agree. I see where Rashi got it. I understand why he did it. I'm just saying to you that if you didn't tell me this, I would have read it the other way around. So that's why we have Rashi. So now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, my dichtiv, atami baladei Hashem aliti, amakom hazeh lashchit Hashem. Amar Eli, alo el haaretz hazot vishchita. So it says, Hashem Amar Eli, Hashem tells me, go up to this land and wipe it out. Mahi. How does he know? How does he know that Hashem told him to come up and wipe out this Eretz? The Shema LeNavi, the Kamar, he heard the Navi, it says, Yan ki ma'as hamazeh et mea shiloach ha'ochim la'at umasos et ritzin uven ramaliyahu. So now here, when we talk about Ritzin, Ritzin is the king of Aram, and Ben Ramaliyahu is Pekach Ben Ramaliyahu, who is the king of Shomron. So Ritzin, Melech Aram, and Pekach Ben Ramaliyahu make an alliance. We talk about support, they have an alliance, and they attack Yehuda in the south. They're attacking Bnei Yehuda in the south. And so he hears, Yan ki ma'asa mazet mea shiloach. They didn't like mea shiloach. Mea shiloach is the shiloach. Where's the shiloach found? Mea shiloach is found in Yehuda, in Yerushalayim, and Ir David. Right, that's the Shiloach. So Ir David, the place of the kings. That's the city of the kings. Ha'uchim la'at, that they go, they flow easily and well. They were not happy with the rulership of the kings of Yehuda, the Malchut Beit David, who treated them well and took care of them well. And rather, Masos, they upheld or they rejoiced over Ritzin Melech Aram and Pekach Ben Ramayu of Israel. So because of that sin, right, that's why Sancheriv thinks he's going to be successful at attacking Yehuda. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yomalei Targumot Ahai Kura Lo Abi Yadana Mai Kamar. Without the Targum of that pasuk, I wouldn't know what it meant. Chalaf, the Katz Ama Hadein B'Malchutad Beit David. Because this nation was disgusted, did not want the Malchut Beit David, the Medaber Lahom B'Nayich, that speaks to them gently. Kamei Shilucha, right, the Nagdin B'Nayich, that they speak to them gently, just like the waters of that flow of the Meshiloch that come gently. Vitriyu, right? And they were excited or were uplifted by Ritzin or Bar Meramaliyah, right? And they, by Ritzin, Melech Aram and Bar Meramaliyah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it say? Merat Hashem bebeit Rasha, Unveit Tzadikim Yivorach. Merat Hashem bebeit Rasha, the curse of Hashem in the house of Rasha, Zeb Pekach Ben Ramaliyahu. That's Pekah ben Ramayah, she'ochel mem sa'a gozlot b'kinuach suda. That he used to eat 40 sa'a worth of birds for his dessert. I mean, that he was, in a sense, a glutton. He wasted tremendous amounts of food. He consumed tremendous amounts of food. So now, and v'nevei tzadikim yivorach, zeh chizki ha'melech, she'ochel litra yerak b'suda. He used to eat, a measured amount. He used to have vegetables. It's interesting now, they talk about, he's eating birds and meat, and Chizkiyahu is eating vegetables for his lunch. But again, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech is much more conservative and reserved in his actions, and he doesn't waste. He eats what is, what is necessary for him to survive and to function. L'chein, Hinei Hashem Male Alehem Et Me'a Na'ar Atzumim V'Rabim Et Melech Hashur. So this is back in Yeshayahu, I said to you before, Yeshayahu Chet. Because of what Bnei Israel have done up in the northern kingdom, Lachain, Hinei Hashem Male Alehem Et Me'a Na'ar Atzumim the great flowing river, Rabim Vet Melech Ashur, is going to bring the king of Ashur to attack the Mechtiv, V'chalaf B'Yuda Shataf, V'avad Artsavar Yagia, and it will go through Yehuda, Shataf, it will bring a flood to Yehuda, V'avad Artsavar, it will reach up till the Yagia, Artsavar Yagia, until the neck, it will reach. So that's the, what's the point? That's exactly what's going to happen. So Kherib's going to come, he's going to wipe out the northern kingdom, put them into Galut, and then attack Yehuda, and up to the neck. Who's left ahead? What's left? Yerushalayim. He's successful at conquering the areas of Yehuda, putting them into Galut. The only thing that's left is those that are in Yerushalayim with Chizkiyahu Melech. So then the Gemara answers, Ella, Sancheriv seems pretty justified in what he did. Matami Yonish. Why was he punished? Why was he punished? He has all these Nivuot indicate that Sancheriv is supposed to attack the area. Why is he punished? So Navi Aseret Shvatim it Navi. Ihu Yaiv Dadei Akula. Right, so Akalu Yerushalayim. The Navi spoke about the Aseret HaShvatim, and he got haughty and thought everything was his, including Yerushalayim. He went a little too far. That's basically the answer. By Navi Varmalei, Kilo Mu'af V'la Asher Mutzak La. Alright, that the wearied, Kilo Mu'af, those that are wearied, right, will not be given to those that distress it. So I mean, the tired, those that are in the siege of Yerushalayim will not be given in the hands of those that distress it, those that cause around it. The nation that is tired in Torah, right? That nation that's tired in Torah, beyond miyam mitziklo, to the ones that cause them distress. Who are the ones that are steeped in Torah? Those that are steeped in the Torah, all right, we're going to see in a second, from Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that he ensured that the people of Klal Yisrael were steeped in Torah and were knowledgeable in Torah. So those that are tired from the learning of Torah will not be held put into the hands of those that come to distress them. So my Ke'eth HaRishon, the first time, Hekel HaTzar Zvulun, V'Artza Naftali, V'Acharon Yichbid Derech Hayam, Iver Yardin Glil HaGoyim. So in the first attack, they lighted, the land was lightened of Zvulun in Eretz Naftali, and in the end, Yichbid Derech Hayam, right, he went through the Yam, Ivra, Yardain, Galila, Goyim, all these places. Lo Krishinim, Sheikilu, Me'alayim, Ol Torah. Not like those that earlier, that threw off, right, that lighted for themselves the Yerban of Torah, the yoke of Torah, V'achonim, Sheikhbid, Olayim, Ol Torah. So those that kept on them, the old Torah, right, those, Ru'im, Alalu, Asodem, Neshk, Over Yam, Kodorchea, Yardain. They are worthy of seeing a miracle like those that crossed the Yam and went through the Yardain. So he says, Im Choserbo, if Tancherev backs out, Mutav, okay. Bimlav, Ani Eselo, Glil Bagoyim. I will make him a Glil in the Goyim, or the Aruch says Gal, or Glila. I'll make him like a pile amongst the nations. So basically something negative, very negative will happen to him. So the Dash in the Pasuk, Keita Rishon, Ekelat says, Wulun, Ratzan Naftali. He had easy time in the beginning. The first ones he conquered without any problem because they didn't keep the Torah. They let the Torah go light. But the Acharon, Yichbid, it was a much more difficult battle. Why? Because they had the Derech Yam, Ivra Yardain, those that were worthy of having miracles done to them, Glil HaGoyim. Again, obviously it's not the Poshup Shah, the Pasuk. Poshup Shah, the Pasuk is that he conquered all these places. That he had, that he was successful in conquering all these places. Right now, Acharei HaDvarim VeAmet Ha'ile Basan Cherev Melech Ashur VaYavo BiYuda. So after all these Dvarim and the truth, then Chaim comes to Yehuda, Vayichan al Harim Abitzurot. He goes and he, camps on the walled cities or protected cities. Vayomer Vak'im Elav. Right, so that is, he tried to, Vak'im Elav, to bring them to him. What does the Vak'im Elav mean? That's what the Gemara wants to know. What, the Vik'am Elav? Okay, thank you. Either Vik'am Elav, he wants to bring them towards him. So that might be from the word Becca, Becca legugolet, which is he tries to bring them to him. Hai Rishna lahai pardashna. So that's what Rashi says. What's the Rishna lahai pardashna? That's not Rashi, I'm sorry. The Aruch says, Deshin dishna. I mean, it's a lashon yavan of matana, that they would pay tribute to him. So that's it. Vayomer levikam amalav means that he tries to bring them to pay tribute to him. Basically, he doesn't, he's not going to attack them. He makes them, he says, listen, if you want to join and pay tribute and accept my rule, everything will be fine. You don't have to fight the battle over here. And he's successful in all those areas, except he gets to Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? Amar Ravina l'achash ha-kavatz ha-kadosh baruch hu nishba. That's after Hashem went ahead and jumped and took a shvuah. Amar, yeah, I mean, a little Chizkiyahu. If I tell him I'm going to bring, I'm tell Chizkiah that I'm bringing Sancheriv, and then I'm going to allow him to be conquered. I'll give him the hands of Chizkiah. Hashta Amar Lo Beina Vlo Be Lo Hu Beina Vlo Be Tutei Beina. Listen, and so you know what Chizkiah is going to say to me? I don't need Sancheriv, and I don't need this, and I don't need the fear. I don't need the fear of Sancheriv coming. I don't need him to be conquered. Just don't bring him. So, Miyad Kavatsu Kajwa Nishmata Batinan, Hashem made a Shuad, he's gonna bring him no matter what. Shinemra Nishma Hashem Tokodimor, Imlo Kasher Dimiti, Kenaita, Kasher Yatsti, Hitakum. Right, so just as I, in my mind, Kenaita, the way I envisioned it, or I thought it would happen, that's what happened. Kasher Yatsti, the way I advised, Hitakum, it will come back. Lishbor Ashur, to destroy Ashur, Ba'artsi, to destroy Ashur, my land, Vahare Avuseno, So they will take off Hare Avusun Veseno on the mountains. I will make him into troughs. I will take away the yoke that he has, Sivlo, and the Sevel, Miyal Shechmo Yasur. We taken all of this will taken off of you. Because again, Akash Bach wants to take revenge on Ashur. He tells Chizkiyahu how he's gonna do it, Chizkiyahu say, you know what, don't do it on my back. I don't want him to come. You take care of him somewhere else. Because Baruch Hu wants him to die outside of Yerushalayim to set the precedent that who's the real Hashem? Who's the real God? Here Sancheriv conquers the whole world, and then he's unsuccessful at conquering Yerushalayim. That gives evidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Savior. So he has to do it around Yerushalayim. So he's nishba that they're going to come. Rabbi Yochanan Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavuv Sancheriv Isiato V'Yaseavus V'Chizkiyahu V'Siato. There will come a trough for Chizkiyahu V'Siato, because afterwards, Chizkiyahu and all, they can go plunder the Machane Aram that was left afterwards. And Rashi gives us another explanation, which is that they will... all the corpses that were left there, the animals will eat them. There'll be food for the animals. I don't know if you have to go that far. Right? Vaya vayamahu yasur subalo mi al shichmecha viulo mi al tavarecha vichubal ol mipnei shemen. So it'll be on that day. I mean, this is again Yishayahu testifying about giving prophecy about Ashur. He says, on that day, yasur subalo mi al shichmecha, the sevel, the oppression will be taken off your shoulders, viulo mi al tavarecha, and the yoke from your neck, vichubal ol, the ol will be destroyed mipnei shemen. Right, mipnei shemen, or because of the oil. Amar Yitzchak Nafa, chovel ol shel chanherim mipnei shmano shel Chizkiyahu. That the yoke of Sancheriv is destroyed because of the oil of Chizkiyahu. Shayot dolek v'bate knesiot v'bate midrashot. There was a light in the shuls and in the bate midrashim. Shamasa na'atz cherev al petach beit medrash. He put a sword at the door of the beit midrash. Amar kol mishen osik v'torah yidaker b'cherev zu. Anybody who does not learn Torah will be pierced by this sword. Similar shown that's used back on, my brother reminded me back on, by Palti ben Laish, Daf Yutet Amun Bet. Palti ben Laish, when he has Michal, it's not Cherev, but it's a sword between them. It says, Kol Berzeh, anybody who passes through here, Yidakir Becherev Zu, will be, you know, pierced by this sword. The sword is that when you put it in the ground and you say something like that, it's an indication of true commitment, right? That there's no other way. So, Badku Midan Vad Beersheva, they checked from Dan and Beersheva north to south. V'lo Matzu Ama Aretz, they didn't find a single Ama Aretz. Migevat Vad Antifras, Rashi says again, areas of the, at the edges of the land. I don't know if this is east to west. If Dan and Beersheva is north south, maybe this is east to west. V'lo Matzu Tinok V'Tinoket Ish V'Isha Shalo Yubikim Yilchot Tumav Tara. They didn't find a child or a person who didn't know the lochos of Tumav Tara. Well, so Dor Omer on that generation says, "Vaya bayomahu yechaye ish eglat bakar ushteitzon." It'll be on that day. Yechaye, they will raise. Each man will raise eglat bakar. You'll have young calves, a young calf, and shteitzon, and two sheep. Omer, vaya bayomahu yekoma koma sheye sham elef gefen be elef kesef. Any place that there was 1,000 vines. Worth 1,000 silver coins. Leshamir v'leshayit. They'll be overgrown by thorns and weeds. Yeah. Afopish, elef gefen be'elef kesef. Even though it's worth so much, leshamir v'leshayit, yeah. They'll be left for thorns and weeds. Why? Why? Because they're so busy learning Torah. They're so busy learning Torah, it won't even interest them to go after all that wealth and all that is available to them, because they'd be They're focused on the Torah. They have what they need. They have their aglat bakar and their shteitzon. They don't need to go after all that wealth. Osef shlochem, osef achasil. Amar lahem navi lishol asfu shlochem. So gather in your bounty. Amru libzos o lechalok lachlok. What does that mean? Is it for us to take personally, or do we have to split it up evenly? I mean, that when he goes there, so he says, I'm a lamb, kosef achasil, just like the chasil does it. Ma'osef achasil, kol echad v'chad yatzmo. Just like when the chasil comes to eat, it's every man for himself. Avshalachem, kol echad v'chad yatzmo. So to hear, when you take the bounty of the machaneh of Ashur that was destroyed over here, everyone to himself. Amru lo, this is a great line. Halo mamon aseret ha-shvatim mu'urav bo. Where did Melech Ashur just come from? He just conquered the northern kingdom. So what do you think all their bounty, where do you think all that they have, the booty that they have, where do you think it's from? They're using the money of the northern kingdom. They have the clothes of the northern kingdom. They plundered the northern kingdom. And now they're here. How can we take what is theirs? We're basically taking from our brethren, the other Jews that were put into exile. Tamalam. Kemeshek givim shokek bo. Right, it's like the pools of water. So ma givim alalu ma'alin met adam mitum'a l'tara. Just like these pools of water move a person from impurity to purity. Af momenam shoshel kevin shenafal b'yadov di chachmim miyad tiyer. Then once it falls into the hands of the, right, the goyim, it's already tahor. It's like money laundering, right? It's cleaned. There's nothing to talk about. So there's a similar idea. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah asks the same thing about the Beit HaMikdash. And it says there, again, that, Kevin Shenichnasu Oyev, Reinaseh Chulin. Once the Oyev enters into Mikdash, the profaning of the Mikdash happens automatically. They're entering into the Mikdash, all the Klei HaKodesh, everything becomes Chulin automatically. That is no longer, the Kodesh goes away. So same thing over here. With the Mamon Yisrael that's taken by the Goyim, that already is mitaheret. It doesn't belong to them. It's not that you're taking from an Yisrael. It's already been nitaher, ayidei, ashur. So you can take, you can plunder without worrying about it. Amar Rav Huna, Eser Masot Nasot Torosha Be'oto Yom. He traveled 10 to get to Yerushalayim. He traveled 10 Masot on that day. Shenemar says, Ba, again, this is back in Yishayahu Yud, again, the same Nevuah about Melech Ashur. Ba al Ayat. He came to a place called Ayat. Avar b'Migron, he passed through a place called Migron. Lim Michmas Yevkid Kelav. He left his wares and his kelim in a place called Michmas. Avrum Abra. Now this is number 4. They crossed over a river crossing. Geva Malon Lonu. The place of Geva, number 5, was a lodging for us. Chardaha Ramah, number 6. The Ramah, the places on high were trembling. Givat Shaul Nisa. Number 7, the people of Givat Shaul fled. Now it's the next pasuk here. Tzahali kolech bat galim. Let out, raise your voices, the people of bat galim. So that's 8. Hakshivi, I don't know why they have a hey here, it's Hakshivi in the pasuk. Hakshivi, Elisha. Listen, the people of Elisha, that's number 9. Aniyah anatot. Those are wretched of the place of anatot, that's number 10. Right now, little problem, next pasuk. Nadadah madmeina. They move towards... And they moved down towards Madmeina, that's number 11. And the way of, and then Yoshvea Gevim Eizu, the people of the Gevim, those that lived around the pools of water, Eizu, they mustered up their strength, number 12. So Mar says, Anatuva, and you said 10, this is 12. There are 12 locations mentioned here. So Mar says, no, Tzali Kolech Bat Galim, that the pasuk when it said, Tzali Kolech, raise your voice, the people of Galim, that's Navihu the Kamalah. That the Navi is telling them they should do this. The Knesset Israel, telling the Jews, Tzali Kolech Bat Galim, Bito Shal Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, that Shasu Mitzvot Gagalei Ayam, that did Mitzvot, like the waves of the sea, Hakshivi Laisho. Listen, the people of Laisha, Mahai, Lotis Tafei. Do not be afraid or embarrassed by Sancheriv, Elis Tafei, Mi Menucha Netzar Rasha, De Matil Karie. Don't be afraid of Sancheriv, but you should be afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. That is compared to a mashal of the Aryeh, Shinemar Ale Aryeh Misovcho, The lion has come out from his den. And that's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. So don't fear Sancheira, but you should fear Nebuchadnezzar. So those two areas that the Ntzali, Ocholech, Batgalim, Akshivi, Laisha are statements by the Navi about what they should be afraid of and what they should not worry about. And what should protect them and what's not going to protect them over here. But those aren't locations that Sancheira passed through. So then you have 12 minus those two. You have 10 locations that he passed through on that day on the way to Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll stop here.